The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
We have been talking to Brittany here, our listener off the air, to be on, who's going to be on second date update. Brittany, thank you for trusting us to find out what is going on with Jonathan. We have no explanation.
There's no
why.
Reason you shouldn't be trusting us. But
we appreciate.
I listen to you guys every day, and I know sometimes you can work miracles. So yeah. I say let's try it.
Every once in a while, we pull something out of the hat.
All right, yeah. So let's start with Jonathan, Brittany. What makes him stand out to you?
Really? Everything? Like, if his hair was just, like, a little darker, he'd look like Superman.
Okay.
And he's really easy to talk to, look at, so.
Wow, okay. So take us to the date then itself. What did you guys do? How'd it go?
We met up for drinks, and we just ordered, we got loaded nachos. It was just ginormous, but we had a lot to talk about, so, it all worked out.
And we always ask this, Brittany, as you know, if you listen, were there any awkward moments? You know?
Yeah, just one. A bunch of the loaded nacho fell off of my chip and into my lap, like, right away. Like, when we
were done. Oh, no.
did he react? Yeah. Did he react to that?
Well, he noticed, but I just made, like, a gravity check joke.
Good.
Yeah, whatever. Left it was embarrassing.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we should know about, Brittany, about you and Jonathan?
No, the only other thing that kind of maybe stood out to me was I went to brush my teeth in the ladies' room before we left, and I didn't want, like, taco breath if we kissed, but then he just kissed me on the cheek and said goodnight.
Mm. You were prepared then, obviously.
Yeah, you never know. And it ended up being perfect because we went with the nachos.
Okay, so how long has it been then since this first date, and have you texted him since?
It's been 2 weeks, and he hasn't answered any of my texts.
And you haven't overdone it or anything, called too many times, texted too many times, scared him away?
I don't think so. Okay. I just text him thanking him, and then 2 follow-up texts since then to, like, check in.
So let's try to figure out why.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Is this Jonathan?
Yes, it is. Who is this?
Yeah, good morning, Jonathan. Please don't hang up and bear with me here. Got to tell you right off the bat here, we're on the radio because it's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a minute to talk to us? Because
what? Yeah, good morning, buddy.
Because we have kind of a fun surprise for you. We do a segment called Second Date Update, and we know someone who listens to our show who likes you and is very interested in going on a date with you.
Is this a prank?
It's not a prank at all. And we do this every morning on our show, this segment. And we got a message from Brittany, and you may remember from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we already went on a date, though.
We're kind of hoping to figure out, maybe treat you to a second date or something like that, because she reached out to us and would love to see you again.
You know, I don't know, man. We're looking for, like, 2 different things, you know?
Two different things? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, like, I'm single, I'm 26, and, like, I want to explore all my options, you know?
Okay, about that, are you talking about with other people, or you want something more intimate?
No, I mean, like, you know, she wants to wait until she knows me better, you know? And I'm like, oh, I've got other people waiting, you know? Like,
so did that night, on that first date night, did you invite Brittany over to your house?
Yeah. I invited her over, and, you know, it sounded like it was a go. And then, like, you know, we're walking out to the parking lot, and then she's kind of like, ah, you know, I don't know.
Well, you're awful. You know that? I just don't like to rush things. You're being a total...
Okay, Jonathan, hang there. Jonathan, hold it. Brittany, yeah, Brittany's... See, Jonathan, we talked to Brittany here about 5 minutes ago, and then she's been hanging on. So, Brittany, what were you wanting to say to Jonathan or wanting to say to us to set the record straight?
I just don't like to rush things, and I made that very clear, but I think we can just cut to the chase and say goodbye. Like, I'm good. Thank you.
Whoa. Take it easy. Hey, listen, I told you my love language was touch, and... If you're not ready for it, somebody else is. Like,
I said I would love to explore that with you after, like, another date or two.
Yeah, but that's just, how long is that? Like, I mean, it's just too much time for me to hang on to. I got dates waiting. I can't
then
keep
you
those
should,
waiting.
Okay, then you should update your profile and say you're looking for hookups and be honest. That's what that's for.
I like the thrill of the chase. You know, I like the cat and mouse
a little bit. Thank you so much, guys. I'm over it. No, this was not meant to be.
Okay. Hold on a second. Brittany, hang tight for a second.
You can't say on a first date, Jonathan, you can't say that your love language
is
touch. You can't
have
a love language on a first date. I mean, but you're looking for acts of service. Not touch. That's what you're looking
for.
Yeah,
okay.
That's clearly
obvious. But Jonathan, you can't. I mean, so wait a second. So because Brittany, because you had a good time on the date, Jonathan, at some point,
yes.
in time, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You are so impatient that you can't wait to move it into the next phase of the relationship.
Which, by the way, next phase like second date,
which Brittany is saying yes to.
Yeah, which she wanted.
Yeah, but it could be like, she says like a date or two down the road. It could be five or six. I don't know.
Well, she's telling you.
Wow.
I can't even see here if Brittany is, I've still got a green arrow on our phone, but I can't tell if Brittany is still.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, you are Brittany.
So, thanks for saying Brittany.
I'm so over it. I can hang up on him. Like, done.
Come on now.
Well, okay, so wait.
But don't you, Brittany, I would caution because I would feel with Jonathan, and Jonathan, I don't know you at all, but I would have trust issues with it, that he wants it to happen so quickly.
Well, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm definitely like, I've got my moments. I'm a simp, right? Like, simp in the streets, but a dom in the sheets. I just like to cut to the chase.
Oh, my God. You know what our love language is? It's a dial tone.
It is a dial tone. Look, honestly, first of all, you can be all those things that you can be, but you shouldn't be like dating. This is, you're not looking for serious relationships, man.
Right, that's true.
Don't be, I don't, did you guys say, Brittany, did you guys meet on an app or where did you guys meet?
Yes, yeah. So that's what apps are for, is to be honest about what you want in your profile. But this doesn't happen. So this never happens.
I put it in my profile. It's like, hey, just down to clown, you know? Just
down
to
clown. Oh, my God. I did not say that. I would not have messaged with you.
Don't worry about me. I got plenty of hot dates lined up.
They're not
sure you do, buddy. Sure you do. Wow. Clowning around with Jonathan. My God. All right. Brittany, thanks for listening to The Wolf. Thanks for being a part of it.
Jonathan, we do appreciate you answering, but
thanks for
best of luck with that out there. Brittany, you sound like just a lovely young woman. And Jonathan.
Jonathan. You're like, you give guys a bad name, buddy.
Nah, man.
You got the clown part down. Yeah. That is true. All right. Okay, guys, we appreciate you both for being on the circus we call
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.